The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for multiple sclerosis. Here's an article by Mary Chapman. New PBS listings in Australia will lower costs of Kesimpta for patients. People in Australia with multiple sclerosis and certain other medical conditions will have access to new and expanded medications, including Kesimpta, now listed on the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme, or PBS. Having these medications on the PBS will lower treatment costs for MS patients and their families, Australian government officials said in a press release. Without PBS subsidies, many Australians would be thousands of dollars out of pocket, said Greg Hunt, Australia's Minister for Health and Aged Care. Instead, they only pay $41.30 per script, or $6.60 with a concession card for these medicines, he said. The new listings will include Novartis Kesimpta, used to treat adults with relapsing remitting MS, or RRMS, the most common form of the disease. According to the government, RRMS at some point affects 70 to 75% of people with a neurodegenerative disorder. Kesimpta has been shown to reduce relapse rates and the risk of disability progression in MS patients. Without the PBS subsidy, some 500 Australians would likely pay more than $28,000 annually for MS treatment, the government said. The PBS, part of Australia's national medicines policy, is a government program that subsidizes prescription medications for Australian citizens, permanent residents, and some international visitors. The new listings were recommended by the Pharmaceutical Benefits Advisory Committee, or PBAC, an independent expert body appointed by the Australian government in keeping with its chief role. New PBS listings also will include medicines for people in Australia with the blood cancer, multiple myeloma, and with the eye diseases, macular degeneration, and keratitis. More than 25,600 Australians live with MS, the most commonly acquired neurological disease in younger adults, and around 2 million individuals are diagnosed globally each year. On average, patients are diagnosed between ages 20 and 40, and women are involved in three times as many cases as men. Since 2013, the coalition government had approved more than 2,700 new or amended listings on the PBS, Hunt said. This represents an average of around 30 listings or amendments per month, or one each day, at an overall investment by the government of $13.8 billion. The antibody Kesimpta is touted as the first MS therapy targeting B-cells that can be administered at home. It works against the CD20 protein found on the surface of the B-cells, which are certain types of immune cells involved in nerve cell damage. In addition to Australia, Kesimpta is approved in the United States, Canada, Switzerland, and Japan, among other countries. The European Commission approved the medication in March for the EU. According to Hunt, the government's commitment to ensuring Australians can access affordable medicines when they need them remains rock solid.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Jamie Hughes, A Life in Letters. Celebrity or not, you matter to the MS community. Christina Applegate, star of classic 90s films like Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead and TV shows like Married with Children, announced recently that she had been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis at age 49. She didn't share much beyond that, only that it's been a tough road since she found out. Production on her current show, Dead to Me, has been temporarily paused, and Netflix and CBS Studios released a joint statement saying they support Applegate as she figures out her next steps. She's one of several celebrities who have gone public with their MS battles, including Jack Osborne, Jamie Lynn Sigler, Montel Williams, Terry Garr, Timia Hill, and Selma Blair, who did so looking fabulous and sporting a cane on the Oscars red carpet. I think it's wonderful that people who already have a platform are being brave and opening up about what life is like when you have multiple sclerosis. Also, when a beloved celebrity takes such a risk, they usually draw a lot of attention and potential research dollars to the cause,
which is never a bad thing. However, when something happens to a celebrity, there's a certain level of removal. These people are famous, after all. Their names and faces are splashed across movie posters and studio websites. As fans of their work, we love them from a distance and in a way that will likely never be directly reciprocated. So while I'm happy to have people like Christina Applegate on the team, so to speak, I don't want people to lose sight of the fact that there are roughly 2.3 million people around the world living with MS. If, like me, you can't work with numbers that big, let me ground it in reality for you. That's somewhere between the populations of Chicago and Houston, the third and fourth biggest cities by population in the United States, respectively. This disease doesn't only impact attractive white women with a few hit movies to their names. It happens to people of all races and nationalities. It affects men as well as women. It doesn't care if you're wealthy or poor, whom you voted for, or whom you love. And every single person who is living with this disease is a damned hero in my eyes. A bona fide, cape-wearing, evil-bashing hero. Jen Powell, a fellow columnist here on this site, wrote in a recent column that it takes courage to live with multiple sclerosis. Those of us with this disease are strong, all of us, even you, especially you. You may feel defeat, exhaustion, grief, and loss, and yet you are strong. Your strength is not contingent upon your multiple sclerosis. They are mutually exclusive. Your decision to try again is tenacious. Your ability to remain open is your fortitude. You are enough. I couldn't agree more. Every person who chooses to get up in the morning and fight through whatever challenges come their way is truly strong and outrageously brave. This is certainly true of people like Jen and her friend Greg Sahn, who recently spoke about life with MS on the podcast hosted by MS News Today. I'm proud of them for speaking their truths and living boldly. I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of Christina Applegate. I'm proud of you. We're all doing this together, all pulling in the same direction. None of us more or less valuable than the next person. I'm not glad that Applegate has multiple sclerosis. I don't think any of us are. But I'm happy to know she has joined the fight against MS because, like the rest of us do every single day, I know she'll give it hell. I wish her the best as she begins to navigate this strange geography we all know too well. I wish you the best too, beloved. Let's keep moving.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.